Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zahalis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. So let's go back for a moment to the last words in Mishnah Hei. Actually, let's go back to Mishnah Hei. In Mishnah Hei, we learned that basically, if you have a keli that's not Mekabel Tumah, and that keli was placed over a hole between the bottom floor and the top floor, even though there is a mace in the bottom floor, the top floor is completely tar, because kelim will prevent, kelim tahirin, will prevent Tumah from rising from the bottom floor to the top floor, but only im dafnois oiholim, with the wall of the oil. Those were the last three words of the previous Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, begins, Ketzad, what do you mean? How so? Only with the walls of the oil. And the Mishnah gives us an example. Habar v'hados. So both bar and dos are like holes in the ground, dug out in the ground. Dos is, there's a wall inside. Bar is tam, a hole dug out in the ground. Both are made primarily for water, keep water there. Shebabayis, that's in the bayis. Uchafisha. I have a chafisha, that's a large basket, big enough to hold 40 sov liquid, so it's not mekabel tumah because it's so big. It's a basket they used to keep the olives in. They would pack the olives in, the olives would heat up, it would become soft, it was easier to squeeze afterwards. So a chafisha, this big olive basket, meaning a basket to hold olives, the suna olive, is placed over the bar or over the dos, and there is a mess in the house. Zak the Mishnah, whatever's in the bar or the dus is tahar. So just to readjust the picture, in the previous Mishnah, as we were talking about a first floor and a second floor, in this Mishnah we're talking basically about this bar, call it a basement, and the first floor. And what we're saying is that if the mess is on the first floor, what's in the basement is tahar. Why? And the answer is that if you sat down on the floor near this bar or dus, and you rolled a marble, you rolled a little bally, it would not roll into the bar. Why? Because around the bar is a little wall. In other words, neither the bar or the dos is level with the ground. There's a little wall over there. So you have a little bit of that wall, and you have this basket placed over it. The basket's not mekabel tumah because it's too big. So it saves anything that's inside this bar from becoming tameh. But im haisa be'er chalaka. Be'er chalaka means a well. Chalak means smooth. But what we mean to say is it's level with the top. There's no like little rim or wall around the well on top. If you would roll a marble, it would go in. Oy or you had in this house kaveres, a large kaveres. Kaveres is a special kind of basket that was used for beehives. We're going to see a lot more about this kaveres in Masechta Zahalah. So we have this beehive, or actually basket made for a beehive. It's not mekabel tumah. Psucha, there's a shal here in the girsa, whether it's psucha or psucha. The batanur is gairis psucha, it's open. It's not stuffed with straw. Uchafisha nesun alel. And we have again this basket, this large basket, either over the be'er, over the well, or over this kaveres. So in the case of the kaveres, there's only one floor here that we're dealing with. There's no basement, there's no second floor. In the case of the be'er, let's call the inside of the be'er the basement. And we want to know what the din is if there's tumah in the house . Is the be'er, what's inside the be'er, protected, and is what is inside the kaver is protected, being that it has this kefisha that's over it? Zok the Mishnah, no, it's not. Tameh. What's inside is tameh. Being that the be'er does not have any rim coming up, you don't have any walls of oil. So the kefisha, which is a keli, cannot save it alone. A keli has to have an oil working with it. And the same is with the kaveres. Even though the kaveres itself has walls, but it's not considered an oil. It's a keli. Same is true for the basket on top. Even though it has walls, but it's a keli. And there has to be some oil factor over here that works along with the keli if you want to block the tumah. But here's an interesting halacha. Im haya neser chalak, I serida she'en l'gapayim. Neser chalak means I covered the bear with a flat, sawed-off piece of wood. Or a serida. Serida is also a flat piece of wood that was used for kneading. But this particular wood does not have gapayim. What is it? It doesn't have gapayim. It has no rim around it. So the Mishnah tar, then it would be tar. So if you have a bear in the house, or a kaveris in the house, and it's covered with a huge basket, not good. It can't protect what's inside. But if it's covered with a flat piece of wood, tar. Why? Because the piece of wood is not a keli. It's like a roof. That is matzal on the tumah. That does not have to work together with the walls of an oil. As the Mishnah reiterates, she'ena kelim atzilim im dafnei sahalim at she'elin tfanis. If you're relying on a basket, to save what's in the be'er, it won't work unless there's some type of a wall. If you're lying on a basket to save what's in the kaveris, it won't work unless you have the wall of an oil. But that's because it's a basket. That's because it's a keli. But a flat piece of wood, that's a cover. That covers what's underneath, and the tumah doesn't go through. You want to turn a keli into a roof, you have to have an oil that works along with it. Now the Mishnah asks like this, V'kama teheya doifin. How high does the wall of the oil have to be to say that it's a wall and the mele of the keli works together with it? Zok the Mishnah tefach. Not very high, but has to be a tefach. Zok the Batanura, the Mishnah is actually telling us a very big chiddush over here. We kind of mentioned it beforehand. You don't necessarily need the tefach to be in the oil. It doesn't have to be the tefach coming up over the ground. But even if the wall of the keli has a wall that's a tefach high, that's also enough. We threw this in beforehand because they didn't want this to be too much of a surprise. You take a look at the Taisus Yamtiv. He says, remember at the beginning of the Mishnah, when we're saying the walls of the kelim are not good, that's because the walls aren't high enough. So you're now telling me a very big chiddush. You're telling me this that we said all along, that the basket that we put the olives in doesn't save what's inside the be'er, and it doesn't save what's inside the open kaveris. That's only by a basket that its walls are not high at tefach. I need a tefach either in the oil part or in the wall of the keli that's covering it. And it can't be a half a tefach here and a half a tefach there. If I had half a tefach in the oil, let's say the bear that's coming out of the ground, let's say it went up a half a tefach over the ground, and I had a half a tefach in this basket, ain't a doifin. No. Achela tefach, I have to have a complete tefach, mimakim echad, either in the oil or in the keli. Let's put things into perspective here. If I have something that has no walls at all, a plain board, or if I have a keli that has walls that are a tefach high, it saves what's inside the oil, even though the oil itself has no walls coming up over the ground. If I have a keli that has walls, but the walls are less than a tefach, it'll only save, let's say, what's inside the be'er, if that be'er has at least a tefach coming up over the ground. So, let me ask you something. We said about this basket, they pack it with olives. And it has to be a big basket that's not makabel tumah that you could put in at least 40 saw. So, it doesn't have a wall that's a tefach high. How could you put in 40 saw? So you have to say, at least the Teres Yisrael says, it must be very wide. Therefore, even though it doesn't have a high wall, it's less than a tefach, but because it's so wide, you can put in 40 of liquid. But the Rambam says, you can't put in 40 sa. You can't put in 40 sa, then the basket itself is tummy. No, the basket is made out of things that don't become tummy, like glolim, or stone, or earth, and that's why it's not makabotum. But it's not high a tefach. But if it has a little wall, it'll work if you have an oil coming out of the ground. So one more time. No walls at all, a flat board is fine. It'll cover it, let's say a bear. Whatever's in the bear won't become tummy. If it has walls, but they're less than a tefach, you have to have at least a tefach of oil. But if the keli has a wall which is high a tefach, that's fine. Then you don't need a tefach of the oil. So let's say you have this be'er in the ground, and you cover it with the basket, and the basket does have walls that are high a tefach, it's protected, but it won't work if you have a half a tefach of wall on the keli and a half a tefach of wall from the oil. You have to have a whole tefach either in the oil or either in the keli.